Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good Saturday morning, and welcome in to another edition of the Outdoor Show, back from Disney World last weekend. What in the heck was I ever doing there? I tell you what, though, I did enjoy it. You get separated from your money quite well over there, but it can be a lot of fun. A lot of walking. I tell you what, I'm in shape for the bird season coming up. I'll be able to keep up with Gracie, Millie, and Smokey, my three German short hair pointers after that trip. But anyway, hope you enjoyed Martha Spencer filling in for me. I understand she did a great job, and I really want to thank her for filling in and enable me to get out there with my granddaughter and daughters and really have a good time. Well, back to business now. Happy National Hunting and Fishing Day. That's what today is. And if you'd like to do an official celebration, and of course a lot of you are going to be doing one of your own, trying to create some memories and catch some fish, there are numerous places you can go that the state is going to actually have some organized events going on today. There's four of them across the state. One in the Baton Rouge area at Waddill Wildlife Refuge, Bodcaw Wildlife Management Area if you're listening up in Houghton, Woodworth if you're in the Alexandria area at the Woodworth Shooting Range, and also the Ouachita Parish Rifle Range in West Monroe. Now, if you heard me miss an area like Southeast Louisiana, extreme Southeast Louisiana, New Orleans, Orleans Parish, Jefferson, St. Tammany, St. Bernard, there has been a noticeable absence of National Hunting and Fishing Days put on by the department, and no one has really been able to give me a really good answer why that area is neglected. But at any rate, I'll talk more about that later on. If you're going to one of those events, bring the kids. It's all about everything you ever wanted to get involved in the outdoors. There's archery instruction, muzzleloader, skeet shooting. Some of these are like Waddill. You bring your own rod and reel. Or they're going to have some poles there for you to fish. Canoes, kayaks, falconry, turkey trapping demonstrations, and even some wild game and seafood samplings. And it's all free, sponsored by Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. It's been going on over 20 years now. I can't remember exact first time, but 8-1 at Waddill, 9-2 at Bodcaw, 8-1:30 in Woodworth, and 10-3 in West Monroe. All right, we got some other things to talk about. Teal season is open. Did you go? If you did, how did you do? I had a hunt with Ryan Lambert. We'll talk to him a little bit later on. Kind of tough. We ended up shooting seven teal. Could not retrieve one, so we ended up with six. He, Martha Spencer, and I, and our cameraman Chris LeCocq down there in Plaquemines Parish. It seems like the trend has been teal hunting is the best in the West, and the East is the least. We've got some live reports coming from some duck blinds later on. Also, that feature, Hunting with Ryan Lambert, you'll see that on Bayou Wild TV on a future episode. We also have the results in from our last opinion poll on my website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. We were asking you, if there was the last seafood on Earth, which one would you prefer? I was really surprised at the answer. The poll results showed frog legs, 46%, the majority. Shrimp, which I thought was going to be the clear winner, 33%. Crawfish at 13%, and then some of the others finished there. Got a new poll up if you want to cast your vote. When you're shooting waterfowl using non-toxic shot, what is your favorite choke to use? All right, and finally, you've been asking, a lot of you have been asking a lot, about the Bayou Wild collection of hats, visors, T-shirts, dry fits. They are now available for order. I'll tell you how you can do that. In fact, you can do it today. Also, clean out your freezer day. I'll tell you where the collection spots are. Tomorrow, they're going to be collecting in Baton Rouge and some other areas. If you've got something in the way in your freezer, fish, game, whatever type of food, if you want to make room for the fall season, this is a great way to do it. We'll tell you more about that. Also, today's bad boy, the outdoors, busted the charge and attempt to serve up some roadkill Oriental style. interesting. Plus, a busy calendar. October is always the busiest month for outdoor activities because the weather's always or usually the best. We'll check that out. Coastal Marine Forecast. I'll be back with that right after this. And don't forget, shoot us some text messages, 870-870. They come directly here to the studio. Give us your reports, whether it's hunting, fishing, your updates, information you think may be of interest to other listeners. We'll pass it along for you. You are listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, for you teal hunters who are headed out this morning and those fishermen who like to get a really early start, I'm going to tell you, this is one of those dark, dark mornings. There's no moon out there. There's very little light. It is dark. Bring you some good lights if you're headed out there. What you're going to encounter is a 50-50 chance of getting rained on today. Southeast winds offshore, 8 to 15 knots, 2 to 3-foot seas. Inside, much nicer, east-southeast breeze at 5 to 10, smooth conditions. And pretty much the repeat for tomorrow, although inside it'll be a southeast wind instead of the east-southeast, and a little bit stiffer, maybe up to 12 knots, but still got some pretty smooth conditions. Average tide, the tide's going to start falling off as you get into the week, but right now you got almost a full foot average tide range. So all things are on go. It's hot. Remember that. And boy, just because we've turned and they call this fall, it doesn't mean it's cool. Let's talk to Robbie Campo. He's a cool guy. He's down at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach this morning. Robbie, how you doing this morning?
Yeah, I might be a cool guy, but I'm hot, boy. It's been brutal.
You're the hottest cool guy in Shell Beach, I'm telling you.
I guarantee you Florida must have been on that asphalt down in the Disney World must have been some hot.
You don't know. You don't know.
Yeah, oh, I know. Believe me. I know. That's why I don't go.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. I'm sure the kids enjoyed it. They always have.
And I did too. You know, it's a great place. It really is. They got the thing. They got everything together. But you know, one of the highlights of my granddaughter. She's 7 years old now. She went to the princess party and got crowned and flowers and tea and crumpets and all. And then we went to every ride you could think of. But you know what was one of the biggest things she enjoyed? We were staying in a condo on a golf course, and they had a lagoon. And, of course, they had signs, watch for alligators and all that. Well, we're waiting for the Magic Express to pick us up, and it's by a little bridge, and we're looking down at the water, and there was a turtle out. So she started throwing in some goldfish. You know the little goldfish chips that you buy?
Crackers.
And the turtles came like a herd. And then that brought in the Rio Grande perch, the cichlids, and she was feeding the fish and the turtles. She enjoyed that more maybe than anything else in Disney. So.
Well, I tell you, it looks like it's turning on, Don, down here.
Good.
This week here, it had a big change. Thursday was kind of slow. I don't know, with a southwest wind, kind of shut the bite down Thursday. But yesterday, starting to look promising. I'm not seeing – some people caught limits, some people didn't. Got a lot of white trout mixed in them. Up from Lake Elwha, Bay Elwha, over to Lake Eugene, Bob's Lake. Those fish are on that, they're in the marsh, but they're on that, like, the outer, you know, the outer bigger lakes on the edge of the marsh on those oyster leases. Caught some fish here in Lake Bourne here last Saturday, but Bayou Sioux had a guy caught just over four limits of trout there last Saturday, not one under 15 inches.
Was that inside or on the outer edges of the?
On the east side by Bayou Sioux.
Good.
Yesterday, right up the ship channel here from our marina, like a mile, some guys fished up there yesterday, caught 50 trout up in the ship channel. So things are starting to happen. I mean, there's a lot of bait in that channel. So things are starting to turn around. It's starting to look like fall fish instead of just being you know hot. Now the water yesterday was 91.8 degrees, I believe, right here at Shell Beach Buoy. In the canal, going to the lake, across the ship channel, I had boats catch high as 80 white trout there yesterday, just fishing on the bottom. So if you want to go catch whiteys, you go right across the channel, you fish on the bottom, you catch all you want. Things are looking good. And the redfish are still here. They got plenty of fish in the marsh up on the lake shores. I think if you get out here early, it might not get rained on. If you got a chance to catch some fish, yes, I do think catch some fish today and, make it happen. No doubt. It could happen today if you get down here early. But if you want to get rained on, that ain't a bad thing either.
Do you need some live shrimp to get those white trout started, or are they hitting on plastic?
No, they've been fishing them. They've been fishing them with dead bait, just dead shrimp on the bottom. Dead shrimp on the bottom, man. It's been they've been catching them there for the last 3 days, actually. My kayakers is the ones who stumbled across them, and after that, I sent a couple boats over there, and they just started fishing them, man. Yesterday there was like 7 boats in there catching white trout.
Yeah, nothing wrong with white trout if you know how to handle them,
That's exactly correct. So, yeah, I think if you get down here, you come on, make a left at that bridge, you come and see us, and we're waiting on you, and we'll get you fishing, get you out there, and get you on them.
All right. So, it's St. Bernard's answer to Disney World. Shell Beach.
Absolutely. Yep, that's absolutely correct. And we'll try to put the smile on your face. So
you got it.
All right. Well,
give us a phone number, Rob, in case somebody needs to call you. In fact, I had somebody, I think they're coming down there Monday, and I told them to see you and give them some, point them in a direction.
You can contact us at area code 504-239-6377, or you can call us at area code 504-239-5165.
Got it. Okay, Rob, thank you, my friend. We'll see you next week. There he goes, Robbie Campo down at the Shell Beach Launch. All right, coming back after this. Got some text messages coming in. I'd like to get a few more. 870-870. Tell us who you are, what you're doing, where you're listening, and if you got a report to share with us. That's what we're all about, helping people find fish and game. It's the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. He is definitely a Louisiana man. Shrimp, crabs, frogs, crawfish, freshwater, saltwater, ducks, whatever. He's after it all the time. Captain Tofield Bourgeois joins us. Maybe at the Cajun Vista this morning. Where are you, Toe?
I'm actually a little north this morning. Took a little ride north. I had to come up here and check on my brother. He has some little health issues, so I come check on him real quick. But looking up here, we got clear skies. I'm checking the radio down the weather radar down the bayou, and not that bad. Some scattered shower and a little east southeast winds, so it kind of looks okay. But I know it's still summertime. You can check from 11 to 3. It's going to be something. It's going to be raining, lightning, water spout. But other than that, it's good, though, man. It's definitely good. But I guess I'll start off on our side with a teal report. With teal kind of weak.
Yes. If you're in the east, it's the least. That's for sure.
Yeah, there's more teal flying out there by the island. The teal fly all day long out there, chandelier chain, up and down, up and down. I think they found the pamphlet. And they know that's the safe zone. I'm still seeing flocks of 40-50 in the little groups flying on by, just whistling and having fun, because they know that the hunters up in the marsh there. So not a good report down the bayou, man. So it's been kind of weak, but overall it's kind of early to use the word transition just yet, Don, but still finding a lot of sucker trout moving like upward. You're moving northward out the Barataria Basin, not droves, but still, it's just I was expecting a little cool weather and stuff before we talk about transitional times of fishing, but definitely trout are moving to the north. So we catching trout close in where before we was talking about Barataria Bay, the Gulf of Mexico, all the backside of Grand Isle, coming out of a seat. But, they're moving up, and it's not, you're not going to catch a limit. You're just going to catch a few, but they're catching, 8 or 10. Mixing it while they're fishing in the marsh, fishing redfish. So they're moving, although it's been the hottest week I've had. This week was hot, man. In the water, in some locations, I felt like I was in a jacuzzi. So, it really was a hot week out there. And looking forward to some cooler temperatures. So hopefully that's in the forecast. I don't know when, but we'll see. I'm sure Martha can tell us when that cool weather is coming. So,
they say within the next 7 days there's going to be some type of a front. It's not going to be cold, but, maybe just a little bit of cool, little north wind direction.
Yeah.
And maybe a little lower humidity. Yeah, I'll take that. Ooh,
yeah,
I'll
cool sounds good, So, it's just we'll take what's going on. But also, too, I jumped across the river. I flew down to Timberlea, tried that side. A lot smaller fish. But, one of the days we hit an island, caught over 150 trout, kept 48. So, it's just so there's a lot of small fish that way. But I'm still having the same issue on the chandelier side of just moving around down. And just since Gordon, man, it really put a little trick on me because it's not as productive. I'm covering, walking a lot of ground, catching a few fish, but just not what we should be doing this time of year. So kind of bouncing back and forth across the river, seeing the where it's going to be the best. And right now we're letting the weather just kind of dictate, I would say, which way we're going.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that surf fishing out there at the island is going to pick up before the trout move in and redfish start showing up there? I mean, I hope the trout season's not over out there.
Right? Yeah, I've been scratching my head on it now, cuz. So, I mean, it's just this time you normally if a storm comes through and it displaces fish, you got normally 4 or 5 days and things kind of flip right back, but it just hasn't flipped back. I mean, I got the bait. I got clear water. You know, I still got grass. Ain't as much as we had, but it's pushed them off and maybe it generated them to, okay, let's just move in, you know. But, I mean, it's just and I'm seeing some reds. I mean, naturally when I have schools of bull reds, the people I have don't want them, you know. I got people that want the reds. They're looking for
that's the way it is. That's the way it is.
Like turkey hunting, deer hunting, same thing. Yeah.
Hey, when is O'Neill and his crew coming to? Isn't that coming up pretty soon?
Yeah, that's actually
boys from Atlanta.
Yeah, we got a total of 48 people coming from Atlanta. They're gonna do it on a 7-day hitch, kind of like you do in Alaska. They're gonna come
with
in
the Cajun
with a,
invasion.
Yeah,
they
come in with 24 for 3.5 days.
They ought to call that the redneck invasion. I tell you what, those boys, they like their fish, don't they? They don't get to keep much up there in Atlanta. They come down here and they go crazy. I got to stop in and see on it. He may be listening. He's off the air.
Yeah. He just signed off. So very, very possible. He may be driving home listening to you. You know, because he stopped.
He does that. He gets some of your information and passes it along to.
Oh, exact same thing you do. That's what they call it. I don't know if he has the same kind of. The invasion thing, but he just kind of what he does is actually do one for charity. We give an event away where it's I think it's children's cancer or something, and they give away a trip for four.
What spurs
off of that is the trip that we give away for four people come spend the 3 days. Other people want to join, so they come and they just kind of book it that way, and that works well. And I told them, man, you get over 24 people. The lodge is yours. They said, well, how about 48? I said, that sounds even better.
Now, do they all fly there, or they drive, or they mix?
It's mixed. It's mixed. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's not that long of a drive, because most of them come from the Atlanta area.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a day. It's definitely a day of travel, but I think two-thirds of them actually drive in. And then we have a service where we'll pick them up at the airport. So we have, anything you want to do, man, we actually have one of Ginger's, like she does like a concierge service. So you come with a group, and she'll call you up and say, Kate, what exactly do you need? You want to have a meeting? You need a projector set up? You need some booze? Do you need transportation? Do you want us to line up a hog hunt, frog and hunt, duck hunt? So it's just.
Well, yeah, it's just like so many people enjoy our Cajun invasion. We don't have salmon and halibut down here, so you get to go do that, and we get to go do the pheasant hunt. I'm working on a trip to Costa Rica for a Cajun invasion.
For them,
it's just the same thing, but it's just the opposite. You know, they've got mostly bass fishing is what they do up there, and they fish some sockeye or crappie, as they call them.
Rainbow.
But for the most part,
they do a lot of rainbow.
Rainbow fish, yeah. Well, they're going to fish some real fish down here.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You sound like you put together a really good trip for them, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we fish that bite back. You know, another thing too, since the storm's out, a lot of jellyfish, a lot of four eyes out there, which wasn't there before. You know, I'm seeing just flying over Chandler Sound, just big rafts. I'm talking about maybe a quarter mile long and maybe 500-foot wide of solid white jellyfish. So it's crazy, man. But overall, it's good, man. Like I said, we're looking forward to the casting bath we're promoting now for the big duck season. So we definitely give some information on that. You can check that out. Check out the website, man, newislandfishing.com. You get the information on that. And if you're not on social medias, Bourgeois Fishing Charters, and actually send out our newsletters and stuff on that. And also on Tuesday, we're still going to Tophill Tuesday, live at 6:30. So that's pretty cool. Got a lot of people watching that. A lot of information. We just talk off the hip. Nothing pre-planned. It's, hello, how you doing? What you want to talk about?
It's nothing like this totally scripted out show we do here on Saturday morning.
Y'all
nothing like that.
Page after page, and you have the topic.
Well, look, hope your brother's doing okay, and we'll be looking for you when you get back.
Oh, yeah, because we'll see y'all. We'll be heading on tomorrow. All right, Don, y'all check us out.
Hey, give us that Josie hotline. I know she's waiting to take calls.
She's waiting. All right, it's 504-341-5614. Y'all give us a shout. If not, remember, newislandfishing.com. Check it out.
Easy enough.
We'll see you.
Okay,
next
buddy.
Time.
Have a good weekend.
Okay.
All right, coming back after this, I'm going to catch up on some of your text messages. 870-870 is where you send us one. We'd love to hear from you. Tell us who you are, where you are, what you got going on, what you've been doing. You hunting teal? How did you do? And how about your fishing? You got a chance to get out there? And how do you deal with this heat? Whew, man, it's tough. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, I want to remind you, tomorrow in the Baton Rouge area, there are probably no less than 15, maybe even more, locations where you can drop off your wild game and your seafood that's in the freezer, and it's cluttering up your freezer, and you got to make room for what you're going to be doing this fall. Also, if you've got any other type of goods, you might have chicken, ham, beef, anything that you would like to donate. It's called the Hunters for the Hungry. It's a great program. Everybody wins. Some people who are in need get some really good nutritional food. The freezer gets cleaned out for you, and something it also does, and a lot of people don't realize this, this really does a lot for the reputation of Hunters. It shows Hunters in a very positive light, reaching out to help their fellow neighbors. So if you can, check it out. It's Hunters in the number 4, thehungry.org. Actually, Louisiana. Hunters 4 Hungry, Louisiana.org. CCA office, Old Alex Box Stadium, Bowie Outfitters, some of the fire departments have them. There's a whole list of them everywhere from Clinton to St. Francisville, to Sharp Road and even some downtown Baton Rouge. Also, Shreveport has got a pickup at the head of Texas Street. That's going to be tomorrow. They'll be there from 1 to 4. All these collection areas in Baton Rouge are 1 to 4. Now, today, they're going to be picking up in Monroe from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Northeast Louisiana Food Bank on Central Avenue. And then October 7th, Lafayette's going to go into action there, and they've got 4 different locations. You can find it on the web, and I'll repeat that again for you Lafayette listeners. All right, right after we take this quick 10-second pause, we're going to get to some of your text messages that were sent in to 870-870. Get yours in, and we'll be back to read them right after this quick timeout for our local stations to identify themselves on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And here are some of our text messages that are coming in. Let's see, I had a couple of them, pretty much same event going on this morning. First, we heard from the Snake Doctor. He's at the Rio Grande Perch Rodeo at City Park in New Orleans. New Orleans Fly Fishing Club is sponsoring the event in an effort to kick back and knock out that invasive species. Yes, they certainly compete with our local native brim and actually overrun them, and they do need to be controlled. Saltwater and cold weather, the only two things that stop them. I saw some in Florida when I was over there in Orlando at the golf course pond. Anyway, it's a great fish. It's a hard-fighting fish. They actually get a little bigger than most of the brim, and they are pretty good eating, too, so it's pretty good. Hope you get a good turnout. Jimmy Hyatt is also with the New Orleans Fishers Club, and he is set up out there today for the late entrance. No later than 8 o'clock. You need to get out there. The weigh-in ends at noon. And there's people coming from 4 states, and they got an expo feature speaker. His name is John Cave. He invented a spoon fly, you may have heard of it, called the Cave Wobble. And so they're set up there. I think the, where's the street it's on? It said, I had it here. Oh, here it is. It's at the intersection of Henry Thomas and Gulf Drive. That's where the weigh-in is going to be, and I'm sure that's where the registration is. Then we've got some poor soul saying there's definitely no fish or teal at Shell Geismar. LOL. You know, work is a thing we do so we can go out and hunt and fish. That's the trade-off right there. You know, I found that those plants, boy, that's a big source of our listeners because they can't watch TV. I mean, who's going to pay you that big money you guys make at those plants to go watch TV? But you can listen to the radio. And for years and years, they keep this program on a lot of the plants we've got up and down the Mississippi River. Then we heard from Justin. You know, he's one of those species that inhabits the wildlife refuge of Gentilly in New Orleans. He says, I believe your granddaughter had something to do with you going to Disneyland. No, she had everything to do with me going to Disney World. Other than that, probably would have never made it, but that's one thing I can take off my bucket list. All right, we got Roland Cortez checking in. It's teal time for him. Roland, I hope we'll be able to get back with you between 8 and 8:30. We're going to do an extensive statewide Teal Roundup. We're going to take you out to all the duck blinds, and I was hoping we could get Roland, so let me know, Roland, if you'll be available between 8 and 8:30. We'll give you a holler and find out how that's going. All right, we got some more texts coming in. Captain Zach, we'll get a hold of him. Also, we got one, someone headed to Hopedale, and a few other ones. We'll get to all of those. 870-870 is to get your text in. When we come back after this, we're headed out west. We got Captain Kirk standing by. They got a teal season going on. They got a trout and redfish season that never ends. Hopefully, it's getting good. And we just need that first cool front, huh? How about it? Please, give us a break. We'll be right back after this. You are listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Oh, no better music than that to introduce Captain Kirk. I'm talking Captain Kirk Stansel out at Hackberry Rod and Gun, home of the Cast and Blast, where the teal hopefully will be flying and maybe dying a little later. Captain Kirk, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, Don. How are you this morning?
Good, good, man. We are really suffering on the east side for the teal. I mean, it's been a struggle. There's been some limits, but boy, for the most part, they're pretty far and few between. How's it been over there by you?
It's been okay. I would say it's been good. It hadn't been great. We've been, you know, there's been quite a few limit shots, you know, and everybody's killing, you know, decent numbers, you know, seeing birds, but it's not like it should be. The heat just killing us.
Yeah. Well, you know, we still got a lot of time left in the big duck season, and another week to go in teal. Things could change. Those teal could show up. But,
oh, yeah.
Certainly,
it's going to change.
Yeah, as long as you get a few shots in and get you a few teal, it's kind of like the appetizer on the dinner menu, you know?
It's, no doubt.
Before the main course.
This is the warm-up.
Yeah, well, I hear that one of the really hot spots, that Jennings area, you know, Elton all
up
in there with those rice fields. Yeah, they loaded up with them pretty good. They always are, you know, whether you got a few teal or not, most of them are going to be right there. How's the fishing been after the hunt?
The fishing has been, last week it was good when it was calm. It's been good all week up until yesterday when that wind kicked up and we didn't have any tide. So yesterday was a tough day fishing, but the trout fishing was real good all week, Don. A lot of small fish, you know, keepers, you know, a lot of 13, 14, 15-inch fish. But the best it's been this summer.
Mm-hmm. Do you get many white trout over there?
Yeah, they're in here thick right now with the little.
Yeah.
A lot of white trout.
For people that just Well, some people welcome them. You know, it depends on if you're looking for a big fish fry. You know, like sometimes these charter captains will tell me, man, I got a church group coming and they're relying on this trip to provide a fish fry for the congregation. I'm going, well, hopefully you'll get into some white trout because you can catch all you want. Doesn't matter size. And, you know, I've found that there's a couple of tricks. You got to kind of keep them cold. Got to keep them cold. Clean them right away.
Yeah,
they'll turn to mush if you don't.
They will, but they're really good eating.
They taste just as good to me as a speckled trout does.
Now
Daryl Carpenter gave me a tip. He said if you fillet them, treat them, you know, keep them real cold, fillet them out, and instead of putting them in the freezer in water or keeping them later, he said batter them up. Put the batter on them and then freeze them. So then when you drop them into the grease, it's like Mrs. Paul's fish sticks, you know. And he says they hold better and the batter stays on them better and the meat's not mushy. It's good. So
that's interesting. I've never heard that. That's a pretty good tip there.
Yes, indeed. So as far as red fishing, how's that going over there?
Well, the red fishing's been good. It wasn't that good yesterday because of the tide. Tide did not move all day yesterday. We just had dead water, and it was a struggle. But who knows what's going to happen today?
Yeah.
We got a few thunderstorms. Don't know what the weather's going to do. In fact, I'm about to pull up to our boats out here in the marsh, go make that teal hunt this morning.
Yeah, we stayed out in the blind till I want to say 10:30, and I was wishing for a shower. I was hoping for a shower. I mean, that sun was baking us out there in Burris.
It's been miserable.
Yeah,
it has been. But we're looking for a good flight of teal this morning. You know, we have some wind, which we haven't had. So it's been dead calm and hot all season long, and we finally have some wind this morning, so that should make things better.
Well, maybe that wind will help, you know, some wind-driven water if you have a lack of tide. I don't know why your tide is so slack. There's about an average.
We've been on a falling tide, and we had that hard south. The wind kicked up about 15 yesterday out of south, and it kept the tide from falling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's not good. You got to have that water movement, particularly when it's hot like this. Would you say the north end of the lake is probably going to be the best to fish right now?
Yeah, Don, we've been catching them up and down the whole lake, north and south.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Turner's Bay's been good. West Coast's been good. The reefs out, the fish are out over the reefs right now. So that's where it's been the best.
How about for live bait fishermen? Is shrimp still available, or is that in short
supply? Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of shrimp available over here. If you got to weed through the white trout, use live bait. Soft plastics, you don't get, you'll get more trout and not as many white trout with soft plastic.
Yeah. Yeah. You start feeding live shrimp at the cost of those things to white trout, and they can make you make a trip to the bank. I can tell you that.
Exactly. They can. I tell you, they're, like I said earlier, a nuisance.
Yes, indeed. Kirk, give us some contact information. People want to come out there to the Big Lake area and maybe do some duck hunting later in the season, because it's not that far off. You know, once we get teal season out the way and then the bow season, boom, it's here.
Okay. We have a toll-free number. It's 888-762-3391 and hackberryrodandgun.com.
And how do they find that camera on the cleaning dock there?
You have to log in, and and there it is. Just you got to log in, and you have to register.
And that's Facebook or website?
That's a website.
Website.
And you can go to Facebook. You can get on our Facebook page through our website.
Sounds good. All right. I hope you get some teal and you can put some of that LUDs on them. Okay.
All right. We're gonna do it.
Go get them. We'll see you later. Thanks for the report. We always appreciate it. That's Hackberry Rod and Gun Club's Kirk Stansel reporting on us. All right, let's see. We got some text messages coming in. Oh, I got a tip from – this is a good tip from Martha. She is fishing today, by the way. She said they headed out to the mouth of the river, trying to get some tuna, but watch out for the duck hunters in the river. Yeah, you get people getting that river in those little small – surface drive engine boats in the big Mississippi River, and those big boats are headed out to the Gulf, and could be a recipe for disaster. Be careful, and it is a very dark morning out there. All right, we'll be right back after this and get our Grand Isle report from Captain Darrell Carpenter. That's where we get it each and every week here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's take you down to Grand Isle and bring in the guy who is going to be now responsible for the death of many, many white trout down in Hackberry Bay, because we gave his tip out about using those white trout. Darrell, how you doing this morning?
We're doing pretty good, Don. Yourself?
Oh, can't complain. I'm fresh and back from Disney World, back where I belong here in Louisiana. Hey, sound like you're on the water. You got an early start?
No, we're hanging out right now at the beautiful hurricane hole. We're going to be doing some big boats all week long. Go and chase those tuna and stuff out there. It's been pretty good. I mean, it started off with a bang. It was really busted butt. Yesterday, I'm not aware of any yellows that were caught, but there were plenty of blacks. There's just a ton of blackfin, and earlier in the week, there were a ton of yellowfin out there, big ones, and they've moved in close. So hopefully we're going to go out there the rest of this week, and, today's probably going to be a little challenging, because I understand the word's done got out. A couple of people put a few things on the internet, and I understand for every trawl boat out there, there's probably 15 boats, which, trying to catch them, which a lot of times all that traffic makes those fish sound. Mm-hmm. Like I said, today will be a little bit challenging, but Monday the crowds will die off, and we'll be out there all week trying to see if we can't stock the sushi in the freezer.
Well, Martha sent me a picture yesterday. She had a pretty nice catch of some regular-sized blackfin tuna. And, yeah, it looks like they're plentiful out there. You notice any difference in the flavor of a blackfin and a yellowfin?
There's a whole lot of difference in the flavor for anyone that's used to it. I mean, in my opinion, blackfin's not really a sushi-quality fish. But if you're not eating sushi and grilling it, and especially when it's fresh, the average person that doesn't eat tuna a lot is not going to taste the difference between a yellowfin and a blackfin.
Well, see, I didn't, because I'm not a sushi eater. Every time I've ever ordered sushi, it was never cooked enough. That's the problem.
Yeah. Yeah, but other than that, Don, I was listening to some of your other reports as we were riding around this morning. They, early in the week here, the inshore was really good. I mean, the trout catches were coming good. The redfish were really good. I mean, and then later in the week, it just kind of tailed off a little bit. It's been kind of hit and miss. Yeah, there's white trout mixed in. If you find you a deep hole and you put some kind of bait on the bottom, white trout's going to be tearing you up. But, anything from 20 to 40 trout toward the last couple of days have been an average catch. The fish just got stupid on us at the end of the week. We were, you know, toward the end of the week, we were red fishing, and the water's been so daggum clean that literally you could see the redfish. If you threw a spinnerbait at it, it would turn and run the other way. If you threw a cork with a live minnow under it, they'd push the cork all the way back to the boat, just nosing the cork. They'd get about 3 feet from the boat, turn around, go right back to the grass where they came from. So they've been a little bit goofy, but, you know, we still manage to put fish in the boat every day. It's just, you know, it's one of those deals you got to keep baiting the water, and you never know until you go.
Yeah. Well, how are you looking over the next week if somebody gets the word on that tuna and they want to go out there when it's hot? Is it going to hang in there? I guess as long as the trawl boats are there, the tuna will be there. You got any openings?
It's typically a September, October thing, and then they kind of go away after that. But, no, for the next week or two, we're booked solid. These folks have got us every day. So, I mean, it's kind of tied up for the next week or two. But we do have inshore boats available. There's always room for more, and we'll certainly help them find somebody if they need to, you know, if they need to go get their fix.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're on my site. They can find you along with the other field reporters at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. And realscreamers.com, and what other ways do they get you? I know they got a phone and a Facebook and probably Instagram.
Yeah,
anything else invented?
Yeah, we do the Facebook stuff. I still hadn't learned all of Morse code yet. I know SOS, but other than that, it's 225-937-6288.
All right, y'all have a great day offshore. So looks like it should be pretty good. I mean, there may be some rainstorms out there, but it looks like overall they're going to have some pretty light winds, and hopefully the seas will be kind of flat for you, huh?
If you would see this air-conditioned machine, I'm fixing to set foot on it. Don't matter about that rain.
I got you. Well, have a good trip. And you have the results for us. Send us some pictures for next week.
Will do, Don. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Captain Darrell Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Fishes inshore and offshore out of wonderful area of Grand Isle. All right, we come back after the top of the hour break. We got more fishing reports. We're going to talk to Ryan Lambert. He'll also give us a teal report. He may be in the duck blind already by the time we get a hold of him. We're also going to get a report from Captain Mike Gallo. He sent me a picture yesterday. A lot of white trout and specks mixed in over in his area. Looks like that trend of the transition is really starting to pick up like Robbie was talking about. Those specks are getting closer inshore. Got some calendar items to pass along. And, oh, yeah, this may be a first. This may be a first of the bad boy history. You know, we've been doing this show for in our 29th year, and Bad Boys of the Outdoors has been a part of it the whole 29 years. I don't know if I've ever had one that involved, well, I did have some roadkill issues, but not one that was in the process of maybe being served on a restaurant menu. Yeah, that's what's ahead on Bad Boys of the Outdoors. All right, also got some Ducks Unlimited events coming up. Boy, October is shaping up to be a busy, busy month. It is National Hunting and Fishing Day. Four events going on across the state, but sad to say, none in Orleans, Jefferson, St. Tammany, St. Bernard. Why not? You tell me. We'll be right back after this timeout.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.